Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Under pitch black conditions and fighting going on, U.S. military forces, including Navy's elite SEAL Team 6, went into war-torn Sudan and evacuated the American embassy in the fast and clean operation, military officials said late Saturday night. News outlet Town Hall is reporting as many as 16,000 Americans were not among the less than 100 diplomatic personnel evacuated by the Biden administration and left behind. Global political expert Dr. Sumantra Maitra on Fox News this morning explains why Sudan is an important region.
Sudan is a very important strategically placed region, like since the time of the British Empire, for example. In the Red Sea and the Nile, they have got massive gold reserves, and it's the third largest African country with all sorts of foreign powers having designs on it.
New York members of Congress are pushing for national safety standards for lithium-ion batteries.
The FDNY says lithium-ion batteries have caused more than 400 fires in the last 4 years, resulting in more than 300 injuries and 12 deaths. On Sunday, Senators Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Representative Torres came together in Manhattan to announce their legislation that would set safety standards for those batteries. It's the first attempt on a national level to deal with cheaply made batteries that are causing these fires. I'm Skip Kelly.
A Fort Lauderdale, Florida prosecutor has ordered an investigation in a confrontation in which a homeowner fired shots into a couple's car when they mistakenly turned into his property, making a late-night grocery delivery. No one was hurt. A North Texas resident is the winner of the biggest lottery prize in the nation. Texas lottery officials announced yesterday that somebody had bought the winning ticket for the Lotto Texas $95 million jackpot prize. The ticket matched all six winning numbers in Saturday night's drawing and was sold in Colleyville. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Passengers on a flight about to take off in North Carolina had a scary view outside their windows as flames shot out from the plane's wing. American Airlines Flight 2288 to Dallas-Fort Worth was about to take off on the runway at Charlotte Douglas International Airport when a boom sound was heard, sending passengers into a panic. A spokesman for American Airlines says the plane had experienced a mechanical issue, but it was unclear what caused the fire. The pilot was able to taxi the plane back to the gate using the plane's power. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, is blaming last week's shooting on fear and paranoia in our culture.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Democrat Quinton Lucas said politicians and the media are largely to blame for a culture where people immediately go for their guns. Family members say 16-year-old Ralph Yarl is recovering after being shot in the head by an elderly white homeowner. Yarl mistakenly knocked on the wrong door when he was looking to pick up his younger siblings April 13th in Kansas City. I'm Skip Kelly.
One of only two remaining survivors of the sinking of the USS Arizona on December 7, 1941, has passed. The National Park Service says Howard Ken Potts died Friday in Provo, Utah at the age of 102. According to Stars and Stripes, his death leaves 101-year-old Lou Conter, As the last remaining survivor of the battleship that sank to the bottom of Pearl Harbor after the surprise attack. Lance Pry, USA News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Abby Johnson is back with us, the former Planned Parenthood director in Texas and founder of And Then There Were None. We're going to be talking about her new book, but before we do, I want to get an update on what we talked about last week. Abby, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, let's update Mifepristone. Supreme Court said, "Wait a minute, let's put a pause on this." Right? Tell our audience where we're at with this.
Yeah. So right now, everything's kind of like you said, like in a kind of pause mode right now, and we're just kind of waiting for things to move forward or not. So right now, the abortion facilities are able to continue to prescribe mifepristone as they always have been. Mm-hmm. But we have been updated. We have been looking at the emails coming from Planned Parenthood and NARAL and other abortion entities. They are prepared to continue, using these abortion pills, alternative abortion pills to continue killing babies through chemical abortion. So they're not going to be deterred no matter, what comes back from the court.
Was this a little quick by the move of Texas to pull mifepristone without really fully realizing that you were only taking care of half the problem in terms of a chemical abortion and what you could potentially be doing in terms of hurting women even more than helping them? If I understand what we talked about last time, it seems to be the case, is that you can't do one without the other, can you?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Rightly so, looking at the FDA and saying, look, you did not do the proper trials. You pushed this drug through. You didn't look at it appropriately. I mean, yeah, all of that is correct, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think what happens is a lot of times people just really don't understand the nuance of the abortion industry and what's really taking place inside of these abortion clinics. And I don't really think that they understand how prepared they are to continue killing babies at any and all costs.
Exactly.
Even at the cost of women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's what we always have to consider. And so while I know that the intention, they're well-intentioned when these, pro-life groups move forward and they're, trying to restrict abortion pills, they're trying to restrict these different methods of abortion, I think sometimes we're not really thinking through the situation. We're not really thinking and saying, okay, wait, is, is the, you know, this, is it actually going to have the follow through that we're thinking it's going to? And
exactly.
Sometimes it doesn't. You know, like in this case, abortion's still going to continue, and now we're looking at potentially women being harmed even at a greater percentage.
Well, you know, like you explained to us last time, Abby, again, remind the audience, mifepristone, I mean, this is a two-pill process, right? And the mifepristone does one part of the abortion, and then the other pill does the evacuation of the fetus, correct?
That's right. So the mifepristone is what actually kills the baby. And the misoprostol is what causes the baby to leave the woman's uterus, to,
yes.
you know, expel from her uterus. So now, you know, we're potentially looking at, because, you know, you have to remember, a lot of these women are getting pills, getting these medication abortion pills online.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not having ultrasounds. They're not under physician's guidance. So we don't know how far along they are in their pregnancies. We don't even know if they have an ectopic pregnancy, if pregnancy is even in their uterus. But they're not having ultrasounds. They're not talking to doctors before they're getting these pills, before they're taking these pills at home in their dorm rooms and hotels, wherever. And so now potentially what we have going on is women or young girls or whoever are, you know, mm-hmm. taking these pills, they could potentially deliver a live baby.
Exactly.
Because we don't have the mifepristone actually killing the baby before she delivers it. So you could have, you know, a woman who's 16, 18 weeks along delivering a live baby, seeing that baby take a breath.
Yeah.
After wow. she delivers it, which is even more horrific, even more horrendous.
I would think so. I mean, again, if our concern is the woman, you know, you would take that into account. I mean, why would you allow a young woman, let's just assume they're all young that are doing this, relatively young, that are taking this pill, and at home in the privacy of their apartment or their dorm room or whatever, next thing you know, they're aborting the baby, and here you've got this fetus coming out. Wow. I mean, to me, that would be horrific.
Oh, yeah. Well, and here's the thing, Bill. The reality is that the American Psychological Association, you know, there's no secular psychological association, no secular counseling organization right now that is, you know, willing to, or probably ever, that's willing to actually explore the emotional ramifications of what this is going to do to women who are passing their babies into toilets.
Exactly.
You know, and then flushing them down the toilet. And I mean, not to mention the men who are involved in this. You know, there's going to be men who are, you know, beside these women, mm-hmm. you know, and they're going to see this too. What is this going to do to these men and women who are involved in this? To these men and women who are, you know, holding these babies in their hands, who are possibly watching their babies take a breath. What does this do? Because they're not being told that this is a possibility. They're not being told
right.
that, you know, their baby is going to actually look like a baby. You know, it's devastating. And I believe that we are going to see increased rates of suicide mm-hmm. among these women. And, you know, the APA and other secular counseling organizations are going to say, oh, what's wrong with these women? What's going on? Well, we know what's going on.
We've already had 50 years of experience. Risk. We've already had 50
right.
years of experience with this, Abby, even in a clinical situation and other things. I mean, you know, chemical abortions have been going on for a while, and the anecdotal evidence is quite clear. And I believe it is because of 50 years of experience, as you and I talked before, this is what ignited this organic movement that reversed Roe v. Wade, didn't it?
Right, absolutely. Well, and the stories are powerful, right?
Yes.
We need to be telling our testimonies. We need to be telling our stories to warn others of what's really taking place.
Well, and that's a perfect transition to talking about your book, Life to the Full, True Stories that Reveal the Dignity of Every Human Life. Abby Johnson is with us, and we'll continue our conversation. She co-wrote the book with Tyler Rowley, by the way. So stay tuned for some real stories, because These are untold stories, and they should not be left untold. More from Abby Johnson after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In Kosovo and the surrounding regions, many are still working to recover after their lives and livelihoods were impacted by COVID-19. Unfortunately, this means that Christians who are looking to spread the gospel have had a hard time trying to get out and share the good news. Despite the potential hardships that people in the region might be dealing with, the urgency to spread the gospel is still there. One of the Tide Ministry partners on the ground has been fighting against a troubled economy and spiritual decay, yet still managed to raise the funds for a new church building, an answer to a 15-year-old prayer. We are keeping our partners like this in our prayers and redoubling our resolve to continue spreading the gospel. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I think most of us agree that abortion is a scourge on our world, perpetuated by a skewed understanding of love and freedom. The result has been over 62 million lives lost in the United States alone since 1973. Each of these lives is an untold story, and it's time for them to speak out. And Abby Johnson and Tyler Raleigh have come together to co-write this book, In Life to the Full. It's a collection of 23 harrowing personal accounts that demonstrate the evil of abortion and, more crucially, The Power of Life. Abby, how did you and Tyler get together to go write this book?
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat story. Several years ago, I actually came in contact. She was a stranger to me, but she reached out to me. Her name was Erica Shea. Mm-hmm. And her story is actually in this book. She had found out she was pregnant, and after she found out she was pregnant, got a really devastating cancer diagnosis. She's a young woman and reached out to me and was scared. She was scared and had always been pro-life, but now the rubber is meeting the road. And at the end of our conversation, she went to her husband. She said, you know what? This is what sacrificial love is about. This is what parenthood is about. And she said, if I lose my life, I lose my life. But she said, I will bring this child into the world. And she chose life for her child. And after she gave birth to a very healthy child, she did, in fact, lose her life to cancer. But her family is so thankful that she chose life for her daughter. And now, you know, they always say her life now lives on in her daughter. And I've become friends with the family and know them. And so her brother actually told that story in this book. And I was like, you know, Erica's story needs to be told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this sacrificial life, this, you know, gift that she gave to her daughter, this needs to be told. And so, you know, I was thinking, I know a lot of people whose stories have not been told, you know, to the masses. They need to be told. There's so many just, you know, seemingly ordinary people who have these extraordinary stories about life.
Exactly.
And, you know, they need to be told. People need to understand that, you know, we are going to struggle in life. We are going to suffer in life. That's told to us through Scripture. But at the end of the day, life is always worth living, and life is always the right choice.
Mm, exactly. Well, you know, the Bible says that, you know, what is before us is the choice between life and death. And before you can think about it, the Bible gives you an immediate answer. Choose life. That's the best one, right? And so we have it from ancient Scripture, what the right road to choose. And we've got, you know, anecdotally, again, as I mentioned earlier, the downside of the experience, where women have said, and even now an increasing number of men have said, wow, you know, choosing death, bad choice for us. I mean, we regret it. We're living with this, and we want other people to know what we've experienced. But this is good to be able to hear, you know, the life side. You know, the road, you would think, with 62 million plus, maybe the road less chosen, the sacrificial love, and in particular this story here. I mean, how touching, how, you know, so incredible. And what a blessing for the family, as you said, that her legacy lives on through her daughter. Now, Tyler is he's the president of the Servants of Christ for Life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. And he's a friend of mine, and we just came together and said, okay, let's help each other get this done.
Right.
You know, let's help each other compile these stories. He knew some people with great stories. I knew people with great stories. And so we worked together to, we're in completely different places in the world,
right,
in our country, but we worked together to get these done and just talked to some friends of ours. And you know, there's just so many different great stories in this book, and I think people are really going to love reading it, and just really great examples of why life wins every time.
Exactly. We unfortunately don't have enough time to go through all 23. You gave us one. We got 5 minutes left. Maybe we can share a couple of more, Abby.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a story in there about a young woman named Rebecca Hagen. She's got an incredible story. She, you know, talking about chemical abortion, she actually chose chemical abortion for her oldest son. She, you know, was a young single woman and, you know, was convinced that chemical abortion was the right thing for her to do. She actually took that first pill, that mifepristone pill, but thankfully, because of two extraordinary pro-life doctors who have created an abortion pill reversal process, he reached out to their hotline And they were able to, in time, reverse the effects of that first pill, that mifepristone pill. And now she has a son, a young son who's alive today.
No ill effects?
Tells that story.
And no ill effects?
No. He is perfectly healthy, perfectly fine, just wonderful young boy. And so she tells her story in it. There's stories, and not all just about abortion. There's stories in there about women who have struggled with infertility and then made the choice to expand their family through adoption. There are stories in there about a woman and her family, her husband, who expanded their family through fostering children. They had over 20 foster children and then chose to adopt a few of them. So, I mean, just so many stories and stories in there about a woman who actually was gang raped and became pregnant through that situation, chose life, you know, even though everyone was telling her,
exactly,
this is not a good situation, you need to have an abortion. She chose life for her son. She's married now, has several other children. I mean, just so many incredible stories. Former abortionists whose stories you've never heard, who had just life-changing conversions. So people will be blessed by the stories in this book. And so I hope that they pick it up. I hope they read it. I think that they will love and be inspired by all the testimonies here. And that testimonies are, that's what changes hearts.
Exactly.
That's what changes hearts. That's what converts people, I believe.
Because in a lot of ways, to me, it's like the powerful testimony in the Bible where we read about the blind man. He said, I don't understand. All I know, I was blind, but now I see. And that can never be stolen from him, even though the ruling class at the time, the ruling religious leaders, wanted to cancel him, right? But, you know, that's the thing that's so powerful about the truth. It's non-cancelable. It is. It's what happened. Abby, what about, there's stories here about men. In their involvement and how they were affected by life.
Yeah, there are. There's quite a few actually stories. This is not just a book about women's stories. Actually, I would say probably about half of the stories are about men and how they've been, how they've been impacted by abortion, by different life choices. And so, you know, and that's one thing that you and I have talked about is that, you know, the abortion issue, this is not just a woman's issue. This is an issue that affects men and women alike. And there are so many men who have, you know, struggled with lost fatherhood. There are men who have, found out that they were actually survivors of abortion, that their mothers tried to abort them, but their moms were unsuccessful. There are, you know, stories of men who have taken their girlfriends, wives to have abortion. Now they regret that. You know, these stories are in this book. So many men are affected, and they need to be able to tell their stories as well.
Yeah, without a doubt, because, you see, this is so demonic, really, Abby, when you break it down, because the Bible tells us clearly is that, one way that you kill 62 million plus babies is, first of all, it starts with a lie. The second thing is you tie up the strong men. Men have been canceled. They have been handcuffed and told it's not their body, that they are non-participants in the process. After they've impregnated the woman, they have no say, right? And so that allows for this to go on. But men are starting to stand up, and we pray that they will continue to stand up in mass and protect their children, their unborn children. Abby Johnson, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Under pitch black conditions and fighting going on, U.S. military forces, including Navy's elite SEAL Team 6, went into war-torn Sudan and evacuated the American embassy in the fast and clean operation, military officials said late Saturday night. News outlet Town Hall is reporting as many as 16,000 Americans were not among the less than 100 diplomatic personnel evacuated by the Biden administration and left behind. Global political expert Dr. Sumantra Maitra on Fox News this morning explains why Sudan is an important region.
They have got massive gold reserves and it's the third largest African country with all sorts of foreign powers having designs on it.
A Fort Lauderdale, Florida prosecutor has ordered an investigation in a confrontation in which a homeowner fired shots into a couple's car when they mistakenly turned into his property making a late-night grocery delivery. No one was hurt. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. John Lott is back with us to talk about his recent experience in having a discussion with the Texas House Select Committee on Community Safety and the new bill that they're proposing, HB 2744, and the age-old question, every time there is a shooting, we find ourselves back in this place again, and the reason we find this back, you know, that we find ourselves coming back to the same spot is because we really don't answer the question. We've got answers here, but, you know, for the sake of politics and a lot of emotions and everything else, it seems that we just cannot seem to accept the empirical data here, which is quite clear. The bottom line is that when we protect, we think we're protecting areas by citing that there are gun-free zones. And the data will tell you quite clearly these gun-free zones become primary targets of these radicals with their manifestos and their desire to get, I guess, their last 15 minutes of fame as they go out in a blaze of glory, so to speak. Dr. John Lott is with us now. John, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Great to talk to you again, Bill.
Always appreciate this time because we've got to we've got to offset this emotional narrative. We understand why people are emotional. I mean, if you're a politician, John, you've got parents that are brokenhearted right before you and saying, "Can you please do something about this?" But I think part of the problem is that there's only so much that we can do because in the hearts of men reside things that are beyond our pay grade.
I mean, look, before I testified on this bill, they had about an hour and a half of testimony for relatives who had lost children at the Uvalde Elementary School. And it was pretty gut-wrenching. I mean, anybody's heart would go out to them. Mine surely did, yes, for what they had to go through. And, you know, they kept on calling that something had to be done over and over again. And I agree. Their solution, though, for this particular bill was to raise the age that people could be able to go and own guns to 21. And, you know, there are lots of problems with it, but one of the problems is you focus on something bad that happened, in this case with an 18-year-old who committed the murders there, and you don't look at what you're losing. You don't look at people who are 18, 19, and 20 years old who have stopped crime, who have been able to protect themselves or other things. And, right, and the question is, what's the net effect that you're going to have there? You know, many times people will go and say, well, if you can only save one life by going and banning gun possession up until somebody turns 21. But, you know, women get stalked, other things that happen, 20-year-old women get stalked and threatened. And so, you know, it makes as much sense as me saying if you can save one life by not raising it, you shouldn't raise it. The question is, what's the net effect?
Yeah, exactly. And, what are the consequences? Right. Go ahead.
And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think many of the witnesses on the other side were open to that discussion, and mm-hmm. surely some of the members of the committee weren't either.
When you are in such desperate pain, John, it's got to be near impossible to think about these other things. You know, I don't blame the parents for saying, do something. Well, you see, this is a cry for leadership, to be able to cast a vision. You know, just the way you've kind of laid it out is saying, here's the facts. Here's what we got, and let's consider the consequences, because like anything, it's like a balloon. You know, you push on a balloon on one side, well, you don't lose any air. You just shift the air to the other side, right? And it's a little bit of this kind of situation, is that we don't want to find ourselves with, you know, that kind of logic where we're pushing on one side and now you think you've modified the consequences, but whoop, on the other side, here's the consequences. The air still goes to the other side. So we really didn't resolve it, but we did something, right? I mean, for the sake of my broken heart and my emotions and my despair, we did something. But did we do the right thing, right?
Well, I want to do something. I want to do something, but I want to do something that actually matters in terms
right.
of reducing the rate of these attacks. And what I tried to get across in my testimony, I mean, I could have just focused only on the 21-year-old age restriction that the bill was dealing with, but I decided to go and use my time in the testimony to go and talk about what I think would really help. And what I was talking about is, look, you got to read the diaries and manifestos for these
exactly.
mass murders. You know, the media just refuses, just absolutely refuses to go and talk about these parts of these manifestos and diaries where these mass murderers explain why they picked the target that they did. And over and over and over again, I mean, these guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to commit suicide, but they want to go and get a lot of media coverage, and they know so that people know that they were here. I mean, time after time, you see things like, if I can only kill more people than such and such did, I can get even more media attention. And they know that the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to get. And so they explain many times why they picked the target that they did, because they want to go to a place where their victims are defenseless, where their victims won't have permanent concealed handguns. I mean, you look
exactly.
at even recent cases like the Nashville mass murder. according to the police chief. I mean, the Biden administration has seized the manifesto and won't release it.
Why is this, John? I mean, you know, and I know you're going to get to this point here that substantiates what you were just saying, but that's the question that people have is going, why is the Biden administration withholding the manifesto that was supposed to have been released, what, weeks ago?
Well, I mean, after other mass murders, the manifesto is released instantly, or it's already out, or... Mm-hmm. You know, surely within like 24 hours or so. I've never seen a case where the manifesto has been held up now for almost a month after the attack. And, you know, I think it's pretty clear, you know, there's something in there that maybe because this person was a trans
right.
type person or whatever, that goes against the narrative that the Biden administration wants to go and push on all this. You know, I think it's really unfortunate that, you know, if I'm wrong, you know, then they should explain why they're doing it. But
but this is what happens, like, though, John. See, this is why I'm so grateful for you, and I'm grateful for our relationship, because you bring the facts. We often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so what's happening, case in point, with the manifesto, is because we don't have the fact, then opinions circulate. And it's just an exercise in futility, especially when you've got the manifesto there. Now, what you started to say, and we went, you know, we made a hard right turn here, was that the person was already said to, we're talking to the person that did the killings. The police chief had indicated. Go ahead and explain.
Well, the police chief made it very clear that he had read it, and he said that this mass murderer originally had another target that they were going after, but because of armed security, they switched to going after the school, the armed security that was at the original target.
Yeah. John, why is the mainstream media avoiding the obvious here?
Well, I think it doesn't fit their agenda, unfortunately.
Well,
I mean, I think that they, I mean, look, cause it's just not the national one. It's like
right.
time after time after time.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from John Lott after this.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, continues, the author of Gun Control Myths. And we're talking about his latest committee hearing at the Texas House Select Committee on Community Safety. And before the break, John was talking about the mainstream media and why, in my humble opinion, it's a dereliction of duty. Because, you know, we all want to do something about this, as much as would count on any one of us. What can we do? What's the smart thing to do in understanding the complexity of our Second Amendment right, understanding what would happen if we limit said freedom, because then it isn't freedom any longer. And there's a reason why the Second Amendment of all the more, I mean, it's even interesting, John, to consider that next to freedom of the press, we have the ability to defend ourselves with the Second Amendment. I mean, these are the one, two punches, you can say, immediate of our Bill of Rights, right?
Yeah, look, time after time, these mass murderers explain why they picked the target that they did, and the media just refuses to cover that. I want someone to explain to me, to provide a benign explanation for why the media refuses to go and cover the fact that these mass murderers purposely pick targets where they know their victims are defenseless, where their victims are unarmed, where they don't have concealed carry permits. But you look at the Nashville case that we just had. You will not find any mention in the New York Times or the Washington Post or ABC, NBC, CBS, anybody about that point, that statement from the Nashville police chief. I was able to get Fox finally last week, weeks after the attack, to go and run a news story where they mentioned it. But on their website, but it still hasn't been mentioned on air for them. And, you know, and it matters. I mean, it affects people's views. My guess is the whole gun control debate would be very different right now if they would mention once in a while. We've had yet another mass murderer who explained that he picked this particular place because He wanted to go to a place where victims couldn't defend themselves. Mm-hmm. And so he picked this place because he knew he could kill more people.
Exactly.
If the victims mm-hmm. didn't have permanently concealed handguns. But, you know, it's just not this guy, this person. You have the Louisville Bank case, clearly picked a gun-free zone. You have place attacks like last year with the Buffalo mass murder, and his manifesto explained that he wanted to go and attack a place where his victims didn't have permanent concealed handguns because it would make it more difficult for him to go and kill more people. So, you know, and I, if you go to our website at crimeresearch.org, and we have a post up at the top that lists many of these cases. And I just want to know. I want somebody to provide me a benign explanation for why the media, why isn't it newsworthy? Why isn't it newsworthy why these individuals explain why they picked the target? Now, they may go and claim, well, these people are wrong in some sense. But if this is what's guiding them, look, I'd rather have a sign in front of these schools, like in Nashville, that says rather than this is a gun-free zone, I'd rather have a sign that says warning. Select teachers and staff at this school will carry a permanent concealed handgun and will use them to protect the students and others who are here.
Exactly. I mean, homeowners have signs out front that their property is protected by some, you know, some service,
by
right?
Smith and Wesson, by
right.
Smith and Wesson or something like that.
Exactly. But John, let me ask you this, John. Of all the attacks that have happened in the school, has there been a report of any single attack where a school that has had armed teachers or guards on property, has any one of those schools ever been attacked?
And the answer is no. And that's one of the things I try to get across to them, that we have literally thousands of schools in the United States that have armed teachers. In 20 states, in a couple states, in Utah and New Hampshire, any teacher who has a permanent concealed handgun can take it in with them at work. Our staff member. You're talking about maybe 10% of the staff in Utah carry permanent concealed handguns with them. Maybe about 5 or 6% of the teachers do regularly.
Right.
You know, and then in the other states, it's up to the school board or a superintendent, depending upon the state law. But you have almost 40% of the schools in Texas have armed teachers. Similarly, in Oklahoma, in Ohio, you know, you have large numbers of them, and there have been plenty of attacks, but there's not been one attack that's occurred where anybody's been wounded or killed at any of the schools that have armed teachers during school hours.
Well, you and I are going to print up those signs, John. You and I are going to print out these signs. We're going to give out to schools that have coverage like this so that they're you know, around the perimeter of a school. So anybody who would want to you know, threaten and come in and do injury to any of the students, they'd be forewarned. And I like the idea, in as much as that, sadly, this is the reality of today's world, is that we have to have armed teachers or, you know, some other force that's going to protect retired military personnel, perhaps even. But the key thing here is that they not be in uniform, as you mentioned, to the committee. Because if it's only a uniformed person that has a gun, well, then the shooter knows who to target, right?
Right. Yeah, well, I tried to explain. Look, we have air marshals on plane. Mm-hmm. Who wants to make sure that the air marshals are in uniform? Do you think that would be a good idea? I mean, nobody wants to do that. And it's obvious why. Because if there happen to be terrorists on a plane, the uniformed air marshal would be the first person they would take out. And the same thing is true with putting one of these officers in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Bill Lee, the governor for Tennessee, you know, bless his heart, he wants to do something about it. His goal is to put one uniform school resource officer in every public and private school in the state. He has a budget proposal for like $200 million mm-hmm. a year to be able to go and fund that. And I understand his desire. Surely it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's doing something. Yes, it's doing something. Go ahead.
But if you want to make sure that it would work the most, please don't put the officer in uniform. Mm-hmm. Please have them blend in, you know, have them pose as a staff member in the school or a PE coach or something that's there. Mm-hmm. And so that they'll be readily available if, in fact, there's an attack. That's costly, though, and obviously the person, you know, isn't primarily trained to be a teacher or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I would just go and take, you know, the teachers that are there and train them mm-hmm. To be able to go and handle the situation.
John, let's talk about the AR, whether it's Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, our own president, when he was a senator, you know, they cheered that they had, you know, led the charge to ban the use of AR rifles. Explain, as you did to the committee, what an AR is, though it may, you know, the perception because of movies and that looks very threatening. But basically, it's really no different than the handguns that are being used today that are available. So, you know, again, it's this perception versus reality. Explain to our audience what an AR is all about.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a semi-automatic rifle, and it functions identically to any small caliber semi-automatic hunting rifle, which is the vast majority of hunting rifles out there. You know, one pull of the trigger, one bullet comes out, it reloads itself, one pull of the trigger, one bullet comes out, and so on. You know, about 85-87% of the guns in the country are semi-automatic guns of various types. Mm. And, you know, the thing is, it may look like a military weapon, and surely President Biden and Democrats will constantly talk about it being a weapon of war. But it's not. Even the Associated Press last year came out in its style book and said that you shouldn't call these assault weapons or weapons of war, that there's no military around the world that uses these types of semi-automatic rifles that are there. Mm-hmm. But look, civilians benefit from having semi-automatic guns. If you're talking about banning all semi-automatic rifles, what's the alternative? The alternative is a manually loaded rifle where you have to physically, after you fire a round, have to physically put another round in the chamber yourself. But that takes time. So if you're a civilian and you have to fire multiple shots because there are multiple attackers, or you fire and miss, or you fire and wound and don't incapacitate the attacker, you may not have the luxury of time to manually reload your gun to fire a second shot.
Exactly. And how often would the attacker have a semi-automatic weapon, and then you'd be sitting there with a single shotgun to defend yourself? How fair is that?
Sure. Well, I mean, you can look at Mexico. Since 1972, mm-hmm. the most powerful gun you've been able to buy in Mexico is a 22 caliber short round bolt action rifle. And yet Mexico's murder rates more than doubled since 72.
Wow. Got to leave it there. Go to the Crime Prevention Network and check it out for yourself, Dr. John Lott.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust.
It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot.